on the subject of strange little computer programs. Sometimes it is okay for a program to be strange, not broken, but unusual. The way to describe this strangeness is found in the ratio of lines of source code to the usefulness of the program. But there are no strict declarations here. The program is simply strange. This is both about inventing on principle and abstract art that somehow becomes useful. And in its best form, it approaches the Unix philosophy of do some one simple thing and do it well. No doubt, this is never taught in school, and the professional programmer can't afford to be strange. But this is very important, because often fixing the strangeness completely destroys a beautiful little work of useful art. It makes it overflow with code, and it makes it ugly. It may come as a surprise, but the modern code editor is a kind of a strange program. Here, people are allowed to type anything at something that greatly benefits from structure, very rigid structure. When compared to a visual programming language, a code editor is an ancient and barbaric tool. But even though a programmer can do seriously bad things, it is still allowed, it's still useful, and it is still a fine tool. Wikipedia is an example of a strange program. Anybody can just add an article. There's no way to tell what is a good idea and what isn't until someone creates a new article and a group of editors give it thumbs up. But how strange of an encyclopedia indeed! And you know, the wiki behind it has some seriously weird ideas too. It has no concept of missing files, for one. The early WikiWiki, when encountering a missing page, would say the strangest thing. This page does not yet exist. Do you want to create it? What? Some would say, why would I want to create something that I wanted to learn about, that I wanted to read? I don't want to create it. I want to get at it. How strange. How strange indeed. Early phones, when they first appeared, were a party line where everyone could hear everybody else. But just try to imagine how simple the technology behind this was. You just tied a bunch of wires together. Everything just worked. A village could easily communicate. A fully functional communication network right there. No dialing, no voice over IP. It just simply worked. Simply. But it was a little strange. Today's strange little computer programs don't need as much repair and handholding as it may seem at first. Making a tiny program complex just to validate all the input and confine the user in a perfect little square box will absolutely destroy a tiny piece of art. Upgrading it, fixing it, making it up to date, destroys it. Microjs.com is one example of a list of tiny useful programs, some of which are almost 10 years old, and they don't receive any updates because there's no need to update a 15-line computer program. But what makes a strange little program even better is a user interface that eliminates most of the questions. The little dat.gui comes to mind, both because it itself is strange and simple, and because it makes strange programs somewhat more controllable or understandable. In closing, I would say that command line programs are tiny and strange. Perhaps even the file system tree is strange, and certainly the concept of proc or device or program as file is a really strange idea. But when you give them a simple and strange way to communicate by tying them with pipes together, you get the world's most powerful operating system. Do not fix strange little programs. Let them stay perfect and tiny. If anything, learn from them. Maybe connect them together, or better yet, parade them on your portfolio as perfect little inventions. But please, don't fix or upgrade them. Let them stay perfect and strange.